I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Emerson, you have just laid out a great acronym called GUIDES that gives moms an opportunity to learn how to respond rather than react to something that our boys might do that kind of disappoints us.
You know, mothers long to connect with their boys. This is a virtue that God has created in a mother. She longs to connect. You know, women will say with each other, about our marriage, we're connecting like never before. And they can feel very connected with their daughters a lot of times because as females, they just get each other. You know, the XYXX chromosome, there's just a sense. But when it comes to boy, it sometimes feels like they're navigating in a foreign country, and the whole thing seems different, particularly from age 4 to 40. That little precious baby isn't there, and so there is this disappointment in her heart. She's wanting to connect, but her son doesn't seem to engage her in the same way that the daughter would engage her. Mm-hmm. There is this frustration, and she feels inadequate. She feels like she's failing. So one of the things that we're doing today is we're not trying to shame mothers over this idea that they have failed to meet their boy's need for respect. Instead, this needs to be seen as a tool that will enable this sense of connection. And also, boys are very forgiving. They don't take things because they know mom loves them. And that love will override a ton of mistakes. So the mother who's listening today who has thought, you know, I've really blown it here, hey, boys are very forgiving. And they'll adjust very quickly if you just simply begin to do what I say in this book. Use a few vocabulary words differently, and the boy will just be highly energized. He's ready to move forward. He's not wanting to talk about all those past moments and what did you mean when you said this, and mom, can we talk about what you meant there? He doesn't even remember that. But there is an effect on the spirit of the boy that's there, and you can quickly turn the corner on this. I know you and I were chatting earlier that sometimes maybe a person would fear giving this to an older mother because it would shame her. What we have to see is that this works with a son who's 50 years old. We mustn't see this as an indictment where we blew it. With boys, it's always a new day. And one of the things I also point out, and this is a great analogy, suppose a 90-year-old father says to a 70-year-old daughter, honey, I realize I have failed you. I have failed to be a loving man. I have failed to love you in the ways you need. I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me. I have failed to be the loving man that I should have been. And if he expresses that in genuine confession and humility, I don't know of any woman on the planet who will not find it in her heart to forgive that man. Mm. So too, boys are very responsive to respect talk mentioned here and there, even if a mother has failed.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.